When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, we're all waiting for the big announcement, the roadmap to recovery, to reopening the state of Nevada. Great to have you with us. Fun lovers, truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local Now. We expect that announcement from the governor around 5 o'clock. There is word, though, just to bring you some updated news, talking to John Ellison, assemblyman from District 33, earlier this morning. He has learned of a task force being put together by the governor that would reopen the rurals earlier than May 15th, maybe as early as next week. We will find out more on that as we move along. As we do every Thursday, it's always good to visit with Wayne Allen Root. What an amazing event rolling down Las Vegas Boulevard, down the Las Vegas Strip last Friday. Thousands of people in attendance. And Wayne Allen Root joining us. Wayne, first of all, congratulations. What an amazing event. You got to be darn proud of all the Patriots that showed up.
Hey, Kevin, good morning to you. That's funny. I forgot that this is our first interview since we did the event last Friday. That's right. We haven't spoken since, and nor have we spoken in front of your audience. So I have to say a big thank you, because obviously it wasn't just Wayne Root fans from the Wayne Root radio show. It was also fans from your show, Kevin Wall's show, on KBET. And I have to thank, of course, Edward Stolz and Debbie McKay and the wonderful station KBET that gives me a platform and gives you a platform to get our message out. And it just was an amazing story, and the media just missed the significance of it. They just don't understand that even a Trump rally, okay, when you see these massive Trump rallies and there's 8,000, 10,000, sometimes even 20,000 people, there's hundreds of volunteers and paid staffers working on it and announcing it and media and press releases. And, you know, he's got 50 people on the ground for every event. I just made an announcement on your radio show and mine, and that's it. There are no volunteers per se. There is no paid staff. There was no advertising. There was no promotion. There was no organization. There was no planning. I wish I could say I'm an organized guy. I'm a very busy guy. I work 24 hours a day. So I put zero organization and planning into this. I just said, hey, everybody, next Friday, let's show up to reopen the Nevada economy and have a protest and make our voices known. And we believe between 8,000 and 10,000 people showed up. There were thousands of cars, okay? Thousands. The Vegas police, one person in the police told the RJ there were 980 cars, as if that's not the most significant event. No liberal could get 50 cars in the entire state of Nevada. I got 980, but that's not true. See, first of all, they may have counted only part of the parking lot. Second of all, they may not have been there from the beginning. Third of all, they may have counted them at the end instead of at the beginning, so they didn't really know how many there were. But most importantly, there were literally hundreds of cars lining the side streets and Vegas Boulevard leading to the event. So if they were just counting the cars in the parking lot, they got it wrong. So I think there were about 2,000 cars minimum, and many of them had 3-4 people in each car. So it was a massive, massive event and a massive show of force of the war army, and also, more importantly, just everybody in pain and in desperate shape in this state because Sisolak won't reopen the economy. It's really disgusting, and it's disgraceful. And just to show you how fair I am, Kevin, if you go to my Twitter page today or my Facebook page, do you know I put out about 15 tweets this morning criticizing President Trump? 15 criticizing, I just said, President Trump, not Steve Sisolak. I can't stand Sisolak. I think he's the worst governor in America, right up there, and I think he's holding us hostage when we have a state with very few people, thank God, sick, and very few people have died. Don't forget, we're not Arkansas. We're not Tennessee. We have 3 million residents and 45 million tourists. That means we really have 48 million people, and there's only 5,000 that have ever gotten sick, and there's only 205 dead, and of those 205, I'd love to know how many were over the age of 75, and how many were in nursing homes hanging on to their life before they ever got coronavirus. So we really have had almost just minimal illness in this state. That's wonderful. That's not I'm not happy that anyone dies, but I am celebrating how little it's affected us, and you shouldn't keep the economy shut down. But I'm also annoyed at President Trump because he made a comment this morning. Let me go get it for you, because I have to tell you why I put out 15 tweets that were literally critical, but nicely. I mean, I love my kids, but you can have tough love, right? Doesn't mean you don't like someone anymore. I'm on Trump's team, always will be. But that doesn't mean I agree with everything he says or does. So Trump said something this morning that really annoyed me. Trump criticized Sweden's no-lockdown stance after the WHO, believe it or not, the World Health Organization, praised Sweden and says that Sweden did it right. They never shut the economy, and they never locked the population down, and they've got the same death rate and the same illness rate, basically, as every other country in the world. And it's lower, it's a little higher than next door, Norway or Finland, who shut down their economy, little higher, but it's a lot lower than many of the other countries in Europe, like Spain and Italy and UK, who all shut their economies down and ruined people's lives and cost everyone their jobs, and most of those jobs will never come back. President Trump should say the following. I've had a great presidency. I've been a great president. I made the economy boom like no one since Reagan, one of the best economies in America's history. And I think I've made really one mistake in my presidency. If I had to do it over, I would not have shut down the economy, and I would have not have listened to hysterical doctors with failed computer models, and I just should have listened to my gut instincts. But that's backseat driving. It's backseat driving, and it's easy to be a backseat driver. At the time, with the information I had to shut the economy down because my doctors were telling me millions would die, and I care for the American people, so I did it to save lives, and I'm glad I did it to save lives. But in retrospect, as a backseat driver, I wish I could do it over again. I'm sorry. I apologize. I made a mistake, and I ask for your forgiveness, whoever owns a business. That's what he should say, and he'll win in a re-election by a landslide in the fall. But if he continues to act like he did it right, and he says Sweden did it wrong, and the U.S. made the correct decision, as was his comment this morning at a press conference, then he's going to lose a portion of his base. He is out of touch with his base. I'm telling you right now on my show, Kevin, I've had several guests who are representatives of the president. I will not say anything other than that. All I'll say is they represent the president. And my best friend in Florida, Matt, he always texts me after I have interviews with people, and he says, Wayne, you know I love President Trump. You know I'm voting for President Trump. But, man, all the people that represent him are out of touch. They're all getting their paychecks. They don't understand the pain. Not one of them understands the pain that his base is feeling. So it's easy when you're getting a check to say, hey, wait another month, sacrifice, we've got to be cautious, because you've gotten every single paycheck, you've never missed one. The base that supports Trump and listens to your show and mine has missed now, what, 8 paychecks? You can't live without 8 paychecks. Trump is wrong on this one. He never should have shut the economy, and Sisolak has got to reopen the economy, and Trump's wrong for criticizing the governor of Georgia for reopening his economy, and he's wrong for being nice to Sisolak and actually taking his side over Mayor Goodman. He's wrong. And it's the first time I've ever said it in 3.5 years of Trump's presidency. I'm on his side. I'm on his team. I hate Joe Biden. I can't stand Democrats. I'm voting for Trump. I'm working for Trump. I love Trump forever. But he's wrong on this one. He made a bad decision based on bad information from experts, and he ought to own up to it.
So look in your crystal ball. Around 5 o'clock this afternoon, the governor is expected to unveil what is being termed the roadmap to recovery. First of all, do you think it will be typically vague, or do you think it will be specific? And if so, what will be reopening?
Well, I think it'll be very vague, because he'll say, you know, we already know he's going to say the lockdown is extended to May 15th. And so what does that really mean? Does that mean you're reopening on May 15th? No, of course not. It means I'll let you know on May 13th or 14th whether I'm extending it again on May 15th. It's ridiculous. The metrics they're using are ridiculous, and they're designed by people who don't know science. Yesterday in The Hill was a wonderful article, the best article yet, although I should take credit for it because it could have been written by me 2 months ago. I've said for 2 months, all you ever have to do here is leave the economy open and protect the people that are most vulnerable, protect the old, protect the nursing home people, and protect seniors over the age of 65, and protect anyone whose immune system is compromised or who's fighting off some sort of illness. And then, of course, anybody, you know, you do a temperature check and they've got a temperature, those people need to be quarantined. But everybody else can go out and live and work and keep our businesses going and keep the economy going. That was my argument from day one, and I turn out to be 100% right and 100% vindicated, because Sweden did it that way, and Taiwan did it that way, and South Korea did it that way. But more importantly, South Dakota did it that way in the United States. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, who, by the way, is the most beautiful governor in America. She is gorgeous. And she decided against all, she was courageous, and against all odds, she fought the critics, and she said, you know, they said, people are going to die, it's going to be your fault, you're going to be a murderer. And she held firm, and she left the economy open, and they have very low rate of coronavirus and very low rate of deaths. So the model is proven, and in The Hill yesterday, a Stanford MD, who's one of the most impressive doctors in America, basically backed me up on everything I said. He studied all the New York data, and almost nobody under the age of 50 dies. Almost nobody under the age of 50 is hospitalized, and literally nobody between the ages of 0 and 18 dies. Nobody. The rate of death under 50 is like 0.01. The rate of death under 18 is zero. So why did we stop kids from going to school? Makes no sense. Why is anybody under the age of 18 prohibited from doing anything? Makes no sense. Why is anyone under the age of 50 prohibited from doing anything? Makes no sense. And then even 60 and below, it's almost zero. All we had to do was protect the people that are 75 years old and older or sick. That's it. And everybody else could have gone to work, but with masks, with social distancing, and most importantly, you can't have crowds, you can't have sporting events, unless you have the players with no one in the stands. That's fine. But you can't have crowds, because it's a very contagious illness. I said all of this from day one, and I've been proven 100% right. And the president this morning, what he said about Sweden, that we made the right decision, they made the wrong decision, is 100% wrong, I'm sorry to say.
Okay, getting back to the governor. Do you think we know the golf courses are back, but only one to a cart? We know that a drive-in church is okay. Is there, for instance, do you think we'll get hair salons, nail stylists, massage similar to what we have down in Georgia?
Look, it's just like California with their despotic, tyrannical Governor Newsom. Everybody went to the beach last weekend, and, you know, they don't care what he says. You know, Governor Sisolak, if you're listening, all I'm going to tell you is, if I have 100 close friends, all 100 have their hairdressers coming to their house to cut their hair. Nobody's listening to you. So no one really gives a damn what you think. Everybody's cheating. Everybody's doing what you tell them not to do. You're a fool if you think they're not. Every hairdresser in this state would be starving and literally trying to get unemployment insurance or they wouldn't be able to eat and feed their families if they weren't on the side driving to people's homes and giving people haircuts. Every hairdresser in this state is out there doing it, whether you like it or not. And by the way, here's the disgrace of Governor Sisolak and every other governor, Republican and Democrat. Nobody in my fan group, nobody can find a way to get unemployment insurance. So if you told the hairdressers, wait a minute, I'm giving you unemployment. You don't need to do this. You don't need to risk your life. Bull spit. There is no way to get unemployment. Nobody can get on. Your system's a joke, and the proof is you fired the imbecile who was running it yesterday, who you obviously gave a political appointment to, who doesn't know how to do anything. She's an idiot. And you fired her yesterday. The unemployment system is broken irrevocably in this state. It's horribly 100% broken. None of my fans can get through, and nobody in the gig economy, which is hairdressers, and which is anyone who's an independent contractor, can ever get on because they've already announced. We want you to get it. You get it. But you can't get on until late May. We haven't set up the system for gig employees. Well, what are they supposed to do for the last 2 months to live, to feed their families? So, you know, look, this governor and Governor Newsom, they all can lay down all the laws they want. Nobody gives a damn if they think your law is stupid. That's the whole key to life, is if a law is just, most people, 99%, will never break it. But if a law is not just, most people flout the law. You know, like speeding, going 56 and a 55, nobody cares. Most people go 80 in Las Vegas in the left lane, 80 to 90. So when the speed limit is only 55 or 65, and we know we should be doing more, most people don't care. Same thing with going to a hairdresser. Everybody needs to get a haircut. Guess who's getting his haircut? Governor Sisolak. He's full of crap. Guess who is traveling the nation? The family of the Illinois governor, Pritzker. He told everyone, stay locked in your home, and his wife and kids are in Florida at their vacation home. Wow. They're all full of crap, the politicians. They do whatever they tell you that you shouldn't do. Every one of them is getting makeup and hair done before their press conferences. Every single one of them. Mayor of Chicago had makeup and her hair done before a press conference to announce that you can't go to a hairdresser. They're all full of crap, and because they're hypocrites, we have every right to break their rules.
Wayne, always good, my friend. Thank you so much. And by the way, in 30 seconds or less, I'm running real short on time, will there be another event? Will there be a second March parade?
Yes,
protest?
Yes, planning the second now and then planning the third, which is going to be the biggest celebration ever once we reopen the Nevada economy. We're going to have the biggest celebration ever. But there will be another protest in the next 2 weeks. Planning it now.
Gotcha. Keep us posted. Thanks, man.
RootForAmerica.com.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root joining us live and local. Now.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2993.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record. It's live and local now for a Thursday. The Retail Association of Nevada has just released a survey, 376 Nevada residents, that showed an increase in the people around the state who feel the governor is mishandling the coronavirus plan. On March 23rd, okay, March 23rd, not that long ago, only 18% of people across the state rated Sisolak's performance as poor or very poor. That number has more than doubled to 38%, from 18% to 38%. And there's a 5% margin of error. 51% of people still believe he is handling the outbreak well or very well. That's down from 64%. So from 64% down to 51%. The governor may be feeling the political heat. He's got to eventually run for re-election. Stick around, more to do. Oh, coming up, we'll see if we can get a preview of what to expect from the governor this afternoon with Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 33. I'm sorry, 22. John Ellison is in 33. Melissa Hardy is in 22. We'll give you the news from John Ellison a little bit later on. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading following weak reports on consumer spending and unemployment. Applications for unemployment benefits hitting 3.8 million last week, surpassing economists' estimates, bringing the total number of jobless claims to 30 million since mid-March. Meanwhile, consumer spending in the U.S. declined by 7.5% last month, the steepest monthly decline on record, tracing back to 1959 as non-essential businesses were forced to close. And shares of Facebook jumping over 5.5% after reporting quarterly earnings, with the social media company's revenue exceeding Wall Street projections. Facebook saying that ad sales have stabilized in recent weeks following a significant reduction in demand. And after the closing bell today, trillion-dollar companies Apple and Amazon will be reporting earnings. Amazon shares gaining over 24% in April. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump sounding optimistic about the future of the economy despite dismal jobless numbers out today, which show more than 30 million Americans have asked for unemployment help in the past 6 weeks.
Well, I think we're going to have a great third quarter. It's going to be a transition. So when I say great, I think the transition is going to be really terrific. And we're going to take it into the fourth. And I think we're going to have potentially a great fourth quarter.
Moments ago at the White House, where he met with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, the president also blasting the treatment of his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
They tormented him. Dirty cops tormented General Flynn.
The newly released notes show top FBI officials discuss whether they should try to get Flynn to lie during a January 2017 interview to have him prosecuted or fired.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Flynn pled guilty in 2017 to making false statements. Now he insists he didn't lie. America's listening to Fox News.
Tiger King was a pop culture phenomenon, but there's more to this story. Now, Nancy Grace goes inside the jaw-dropping series, asking the unanswered questions.
Did Joe Exotic shoot the tigers?
Is there any doubt in your mind that Carol Baskin's husband, Don Lewis, is dead?
With in-depth analysis you won't see anywhere else. It's a must-see investigation only Nancy Grace can deliver. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
I have a theory that change doesn't come unless it's forced upon you. Could this be an amazing opportunity to remake baseball into something that's watchable?
You don't need to remake something that's been the pastime for over 100 years. Baseball's fine. Listen, this is the worst sports idea since someone drafted Johnny Manziel.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. The governor, Governor Sisolak, has promised a plan, a roadmap to recovery, whatever that is. He has promised us a plan before, and he has not delivered. Now, this afternoon, they expect around 5 o'clock, although that is subject to change, for the governor to unveil his roadmap to recovery. What is it going to look like? What should it look like? What industries should be freed? Let's check in with Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, who joins us. And Melissa, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. For those around the state that don't know, 22, give us the dynamics of District 22.
Good. Sure, I will. Good morning, Kevin. It's great to be on the show again. It's been a little while. So my district covers, it's Henderson District. It's basically the Green Valley Ranch area south of the 215, and it goes up around the 95 out to about Mission Hills, and then it goes over to Seven Hills on the west side. So it's all pretty much runs east and west south of the 215.
Tell me what you think of the governor's performance so far. The Retail Association of Nevada came out with a poll that shows that his poor and very poor ratings have more than doubled in just a matter of about a month. Can you talk about your firsthand knowledge of what this governor has done?
Well, I'm not surprised in those numbers from the Retail Association survey. I'm sure that people across the state were all feeling the same things, frustration, anxiety, and quite frankly, just very disappointed in the lack of leadership, the lack of action, and the lack of a plan. As far as us elected officials, there's a huge lack of communication. From him, from his office, and as you said, between him and the general public. You know, he puts out directives and tells us there's going to be a plan coming out today. Then he's on national news programs talking about the plan before Nevadans even hear about it or before us as electeds even hear about it. And not just those of us in the legislature, but, you know, each county's commissioners. It's all very frustrating. And you know, I get emails and phone calls constantly from constituents, and, you know, you can feel the frustration is just growing because there's no clear-cut plan, no clear-cut communication. You know, they're asking us, what are you doing? And, you know, we're trying to do all that we can. We really are. You know, but there's only so much that we can do. I mean, we can't force the governor, you know, but we push back, we send letters. We send emails. You know, we have weekly calls, the 63 members of the legislature, with a staff member from the governor's office. Lasts about 15 minutes. They answer questions. They tell the question that we asked and give an answer. And then they say, okay, that's it. Goodbye. And there's no back and forth, no exchange. And sometimes those calls are canceled, like we were to have one today, but it was canceled because of the press conference. So this is just how it's been going. And, you know, it is. It's really frustrating.
I've got to tell you, I spoke earlier today with John Ellison, assemblyman from District 33 up in Elko. And one of the things that he related is that there is going to be a task force put together, a governor's task force for reopening the rurals and before May 15th. Is that possible? Do you think there are areas, Elko and places like that, where we should be reopening even before the 15th of May?
I do. You know, the fact is Nevada, it's very different. Obviously, Las Vegas is a huge urban area. You know, also the Reno area is an urban area. And so, you know, we have to look at those and handle those accordingly. But I agree. Those rural counties, some of those rural towns, they've had no cases. I mean, their numbers are low or, like I said, zero cases at all. So it's very different. And some of these counties and towns are so small, you know, they can't even get services, they can't get supplies, they can't get the things that they need. And there is no reason that some of those small businesses can't be open and serve the people in those communities. So I know that those legislators that represent those rural counties and districts are pushing for that. So, you know, I hope that they're successful because, like I said, we need to look at these areas of our state individually and approach them individually. And so, you know, I hope that they get some success with that.
Again, joining us, Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from District 22, Henderson. You do a great job, and I followed your career. You do a great job of listening. You did a teletown hall, I think it was last night, with Senator Scott Hammond. Tell me what you were hearing from constituents.
Well, it was a fantastic town hall. I really enjoyed it, and that was my first one. I hadn't done one before that, but I had seen the success that Senator Hammond has had doing his town halls over these last 7 weeks. So I decided to join with Senator Hammond and my good friend Aviva Gordon, who's a attorney here in Henderson. And, you know, the questions we got were really wonderful. We had some really good discussions and talking to people with real concerns and frustrations. And again, it was very clear that they also feel the disappointment about the governor. And, you know, most of the questions were about unemployment issues. And, you know, that's a huge frustration and concern for people. And, you know, I empathize with these people. You know, you've been sitting here for 7 weeks with no job, no money coming in, and you can't even get through. So it went really well. And, you know, like I said, it's increasing the anger and the discontent that people are feeling. And so, you know, it was really a good town hall, and I was as happy to get out and, like you said, listen to people. Some people just want to know that those of us in government and representing them are listening, that we understand, that we're not just sitting out here doing nothing and not caring about what they're going through. So, you know, I really enjoyed it, and was happy to be able to talk to those constituents.
Did you get a chance to talk with Scott Hammond about the letter that he sent, the governor's decision to close the schools for the rest of the year? Do you agree with the governor in closing down the schools for the rest of the school year?
Yes, I did talk with Senator Hammond about that letter. I am glad that he sent it, and we got some action, at least on that question. Again, you know, teachers, students, parents are sitting, waiting for these decisions. You know, are we going to have to go back? Are they going to be closed for the year? Again, what's the plan? So I think it was a very important decision and the correct one for the mental health and well-being of our students and teachers. And then it gives us time to figure out how to reopen our schools, how to make them clean as possible, and putting in new precautions, addressing, again, cleaning issues for school transportation and the school buildings, and how to prepare for the start of the next school year. So I definitely agree with that, and I'm glad that Senator Hammond sent that letter and we got a decision, at least on something.
I want to ask you, look in your crystal ball, what do you think about what the governor's going to say? I've been told it's going to be 5 o'clock. Is that the time you're hearing for the governor's news conference?
Yeah, correct. Yes, 5 p.m.
And what do you expect? And are there industries you think that he will reopen, or at least show us when we can reopen them?
Kevin, honestly, I have no idea what he's going to say in the press conference, other than, you know, the few things that came out yesterday, you know, about opening golf courses and having drive-up church services and having retail be allowed to do curbside. So I have no idea if it's just going to be limited to that or if there's going to be additional information we get. And again, you know, he also said that he's extending the stay-at-home order to May 15th. So it's anybody's guess as if that's all it's going to be or if he's going to loosen up some more restrictions or industries. I really don't know. But again, I think it just shows, again, a lack of communication between his office, the legislature, the citizens of Nevada. And, you know, it's not like we're asking, let's just flip the switch and all go back to the way it was, you know, in January and February. But people, industries, they need time to plan for these things. If, you know, there's going to have to be major adjustments made, you know, like in restaurants or offices and the retail businesses, they need time to plan for these things. They need money to make the changes. So it's not just a matter of, you know, like we keep saying, a lack of a plan, a lack of a timeline, a lack of guidelines of what all of these different businesses are going to have to do and give them time to implement them.
Do you get a sense of who the governor is listening to? I mean, he always says, and in fact, he did this with Carolyn Goodman, saying, well, I'll put my experts up against your experts any day of the week. Do you get a sense of who these experts are that the governor is listening to?
You know, I don't. I, you know, you watch the press conferences and the one that he did the last time where he had the epidemiologist sitting there. You know, obviously there are people that work for him that he's listening to. So who his experts are, I really don't know. So, you know, again, that's a frustration because nobody really knows who he's listening to, if he's trying to get experts, you know, that agree with him and those that don't.
Well, he's clearly he's clearly not listening to members of the legislature because you folks have no input whatsoever.
Correct. We don't. And, you know, I think that, again, that's a disservice. It's a disservice to the people that we represent that we have no way to represent them, to connect with the governor and say, hey, this is what people are wanting. This is what they're feeling. And, you know, those of us in the legislature, we come from a variety of industries and experiences. You know, we have attorneys, we have doctors, we have small business owners such as myself that have knowledge, that have experience and wisdom in these different areas that we could give some advice or some direction or maybe some ideas, some suggestions. But, you know, it's not asked for. So we just try to do the best that we can with our constituents. And, you know, hopefully at some point we'll be able to get involved here.
I hope so. Again, Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman District 22. You mentioned you're a small business owner. Are there businesses, are there industries you would like to see reopened immediately or by May 15th?
You know, I get this comment a lot too. I see this posted and get different emails about it. You know, how are people allowed to go into a business, say like is Costco or Walmart or grocery stores or businesses like that, but yet a small business can't follow the same health procedures and safety guidelines and be open? So, you know, like our business, our Porta says, is been fortunate to be open with, you know, curbside only and delivery, you know, no customers in the lobby and that sort of thing. We have the social distancing and all of those protocols set out. So why can't other small businesses be allowed to do the same thing? You know, and each industry is different, like, you know, a restaurant or say an insurance office or, you know, a medical office. Things can be done to operate safely, you know, whether it's by appointment or having masks provided, or having, you know, a plexiglass divider. A lot of businesses are putting those up. So, like I said, if other larger businesses have been allowed to operate all of this time, it seems that other small businesses should be able to put in those same type of safety guidelines and protocols and be able to operate.
Can you give us some idea as a Porta Subs franchisee? Can you give us a hint on things you've had to do, adjustments you've had to make in order to operate even on a curbside carryout basis?
Sure. So initially, like I said, we had to completely close down our lobby so no one can sit in there. We had to go to online ordering. So we signed up for, you know, all of those that are available, DoorDash and Postmates. We started promoting the Porta Subs app so that folks can go there and order. Calling in, you know, we did a lot of social media posting to drive business. And then we had to put, you know, the markings on the floor so that people stand apart. You know, no more than 10 people are allowed to be in line. We, so when you go into one of the stores, there's the line there and the sneeze guard. So at least we had that barrier, but we took extra precautions and put chairs in front of the line so that people can't even stand close to that, the line, the deli line. You know, we have masks, we have hand sanitizer, all of the condiments, you know, where people would go and get their own straws or salt, forks, spoons, and all of those things, napkins. Those are all behind our line, and we put those in the bags of the customers and hand them to them so that, you know, people aren't touching anything like that. So those are a few things that we've done, you know, upping our cleaning procedures of wiping down handles and wiping down, you know, the doors people come in and out, just, you know, increasing cleaning and following those guidelines of social distancing and keeping people apart. So, you know, it's definitely an adjustment. And one thing it's done is it's hurt our catering business because people can't be in groups of more than 10. So that's one big hit that we took. But, you know, we've been fortunate. We've made a lot of connections over the 15 years we've owned the business, and people have reached out to, you know, support us. And so we're really grateful for that.
Well, all I can say is I think people are starting to get a little bit grumpy. But let me just ask you, with all the changes you've had to make, do your customers understand the changes that you've had to make, or are they grumpy about it?
No, I have to say they're pretty good. They understand, obviously, that everything that's being done is to protect people, to promote safety, to promote health, not only of us, but of the customers that come in. And so I have to say I haven't heard of anyone that's been disgruntled or upset that, you know, we say, I mean, there's been times when we've had a line, especially at lunchtime, and we've had to ask people, you know, you're going to have to wait outside or in your car until there's less people in our line inside. And they've all been understanding. And, you know, so, you know, I think that's great that people are trying to work together and trying to do the best that we can to not infect other people and abide by the guidelines we've been given. So, you know, I have to say, most people have been very respectful and understanding.
That is really good. If folks want to reach out to you, I've only got 15 seconds. How can they reach out to you there in District 22?
All right. Well, there's multiple ways. You can reach me on my cell phone, which is 702-329-7936. Also, go to my website, Hardy4NevadaSpelledOut.com. And my email is on that website, so you can email me. I have a Facebook page. I have a large following on Facebook, and I post a lot of helpful information and resources on there. Also on Twitter. So
you're everywhere.
Multiple ways.
In other words, you're everywhere. Melissa, thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Hopefully, we'll get you in studio when this all clears out. Okay.
Oh, that'd be great, Kevin. It's good to talk to you, and you take care.
Stay
and
safe.
We'll talk again soon.
Stay
you too.
Safe. That's Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22, joining us live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hello, I'm Steven Silvercross, candidate for University Regent in District 3. As a state assemblyman, I fought and passed major education reforms. As a regent, I'll continue the fight to modernize and improve our state's universities and colleges. Silvercross might be hard to spell, but it's nothing compared to how hard I'll work for you. For more information, check out my website at silvercross.com. That's silvercross.com. SilberKraus.com. Paid for by Friends for Steven Silvercross.
All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he'd like to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We just got the press briefing from the governor's office. The announcement will be 5 o'clock this afternoon. The roadmap to recovery. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.